like that. That's very Manilow, and looks like we made it. Hey, 8 minutes after 7 o'clock already. 7:08, Brady in the morning, 20 degrees downtown. It will be sunny and warmer. At least they keep saying it's going to be sunny and warmer. I don't know, it's not too sunny yet, rather overcast at the moment. But they say it will be sunny today, with increasing cloudiness. Chance of a thunderstorm tonight. Overnight low around 16, high today around 27 Celsius or 80 degrees Fahrenheit. And time to check out traffic once again. Here's Russ Holden.
Hey, it's still great, Jimmy. No problems at all. The top of the parkway is starting to build normally, but no accidents around the city that we're aware of. Avoid the construction at Dufferin and Finch, or be careful through that area. And the rest of it, as they say, no problem at all. There's only one Canadian beer brewed for a full 42 days, Carlsberg, with a good, fresh, natural taste.
Remember the old phrase, June brides? Well, there are still plenty of them, but today there are just as many weddings in the summer and fall. Regardless of the season, if there's a wedding in your future, it's got to be a gloriously happy occasion with all the trimmings that will make your wedding pictures bring back the fondest memories in the years to come. Every day of the year, the people at Sid Silver Formals are helping create those happy memories by outfitting the entire wedding party in faultlessly tailored formal wear. Yes, a Sid Silver wedding has it all, a touch of real class, the blaze of tasteful color that will have your guests buzzing, and above all, the wonderful assurance that only comes with the knowledge that everything is just perfect. See Sid Silver Formals, 500 Yonge Street, just above College, Toronto, or visit the Sid Silver agent nearest you. Believe it when they say, we'll look after you.
Visit Forbes Dixon in Peterborough or one of the 66 Elks stores across Ontario.
A great buy of great-tasting pop, only 99 cents for the Max Pack at participating Max stores. Six family-sized 750-milliliter bottles of cola, orange, lemon, lime, or nine other great flavors. I'm Lorraine Thompson, and I know the Max Pack is a great deal anytime. So at 99 cents plus deposit, you're really saving. But the offer's for a limited time only, so make that quick trip even quicker.
Softy's got two games this week. Wednesday night, we'll take on Consumers Gas, 7 o'clock at Northman Heights Park. And on Thursday night, the Softies versus the All-Canada team at Lawrence Park Collegiate at 6:30 in the evening. Jared. Little dessert early in the morning. That's a strange way to start the morning. But then again, I've started many mornings rather strange. Like, for instance, this one, 13 after 7. 7:13 with Brady in the morning. I was just reading in the TV section. This week on Streets of San Francisco, a really interesting show. Should be good. They call up Carl Malden in front of a police inquiry board and ask him why he always wears an armadillo on his face.
All right, campers, let's go. Today's schedule is jogging, swimming, nature trail, and a trip to Collegiate Sports for some of the greatest camping specials you have ever seen. Collegiate's own Rover backpack is now reduced to only $18.88, and that's just one of the many bargains available now through Saturday. Listen to this one. Collegiate Success two-man tent, superbly durable, steady, easy to set up and take down, is currently only $29.88. That's over $13 off the regular price. And Collegiate Sleep Easy three-pound sleeping bag, a model of comfort, warmth, and weatherproof design, is now only $17.88. There are five huge Collegiate stores with everything a camper needs. One is only a few minutes' drive from you. There's a Collegiate store in the Yorkdale Plaza. EastEnders visit Collegiate at Warden and Ellesmere.
Another summer Sunday in the city. CFTR presents Rock in the Square this Sunday with three super bands.
Ride me.
Wednesday, Vehicle and Creed.
And see the real me, doctor.
This Sunday, Nathan Phillips Square, starting at noon. Wednesday, Vehicle and Creed.
A CFTR summer concert presentation.
CFTR with Redbone rocking out early on a Monday morning in the Witch Queen of New Orleans. 16 and a half minutes after 7 o'clock. Feeling all right. It's Monday morning. What the heck? Eh? There have been worse Mondays, right?
Nibbling on sponge cake.
CFTR, the 11 Uncle Jimmy, Brady in the morning, and Jimmy Buffett there. Wasted away again in Margarita Land. Sounds like an evening last week. Out visiting some friends and family out in Phoenix, and they got a really nice, well, they got a lot of nice restaurants, but one of which we went to is a Mexican restaurant where they make the world's greatest margaritas by the pitcher. I think we had several pitchers. I'm not sure exactly. Just wasted away again in old Margarita Land. Have mercy on my evil soul. What a good time. 20 minutes after 7. 7:20. Temperature downtown is 21 this hour. We'll have the complete weather forecast coming up a little bit later on. But right now, it's traffic report time, and here he is again, Daryl Dahmer.
Good morning in the West End. Don't forget Dufferin is closed south of Finch because of construction. It will be that way until August the 31st. The rest of it looking fairly normal. Russ Holden?
Pretty good in the East End as well. Southbound Parkway, a little slow south of York Mills Road, and westbound Eglinton, a little slow through Bermondsey. The rest of it a little lighter than usual. Honda Civic drivers can wash and wipe the windshield, flip the turn signal, and switch the lights without taking their hands from the wheel. If you can't test drive a Honda, it's easy.
A special place to get it all, Sherway Gardens. A special atmosphere, there's nothing like it around. At
Sherway Gardens, our annual sidewalk sale is always an exciting event, and this one is no exception. This Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, Sherway Gardens will be transformed into an open marketplace reminiscent of the famous flea market in Paris. You'll be able to stroll through an exciting array of almost 200 vendor stalls, bask in the colorful Parisian atmosphere, and find fabulous goods at unbelievable prices. Don't miss the sale you've been waiting for. Come on down to Sherway Gardens and find a little bit of Paris and fantastic bargains. Sherway Gardens, the Queensway at Highway 427.
You get it all at Sherway Gardens.
Ooh la la.
Let me hear about it now.
It's a good times roll on.
Yeah.
Everybody get it on and say drive.
Drive, drive, drive.
Yeah, I hear you.
I said all in favor, say drive.
You arm in arm, super dry antiperspirant. The good times roll on. All in favor, say drive.
Arm in arm, super dry.
Congratulations to the Scarborough Dukes of Harmony. A 100-man group, the Dukes of Harmony, went down there to the old U.S. of A. and won the International Barbershop Chorus Championships, the 39th Annual Convention of the SPEBSQA, which is Society for the Prevention and... or Preservation, I'm sorry, and Encouragement of Barbershop Quartet Singing in America. The group from Scarborough won the International Barbershop Quartet Singing Championships. And in honor of that, the gang and I are going to do a little barbershop quartet thing here. Ready, gang? Okay.
We love to sing this lovely melody. Brady in the morning.
Now you know why we weren't invited to the finals. 39th Annual Convention of the Society for the Preservation and Encouragement of Barbershop Quartet Singing. 23 minutes after 7 o'clock at Music Radio CFTR. Brady in the morning with BTO.
It's 7:26. Good morning. This is John Hennon, CFTR Sports. John Harvey's story is a sad one. Another chapter closed yesterday as the Argos put him on waivers without recall. The troubled 27-year-old Texas native has failed to report on time on two different occasions this year, and it's the kind of situation a football team can't live with, as Dick Shadow explains.
We thought that he had straightened out, but we're not really convinced that's so, and I don't think that for the sake of the 33 players and our coaching staff that we can gamble any longer as we go into the season.
Harvey will be replaced in the backfield by Donnie Quickdraw McGraw as the Boltmen continue preparations for their season opener in Hamilton tomorrow night. A happy Blue Jay is Jeff Bird. The 20-year-old rookie pitcher was flying high as he registered his first victory, a 5-3 decision over the Cleveland Indians. The win ends a 5-game losing streak the Jays had going, and at the plate it was Doug Rader who powered the club. The Red Rooster connected for his third homer in his last four games to account for two runs. Today it's on to Detroit for a 2-game series. The American League East saw quite a shakeup this weekend. Boston won a pair from Milwaukee, and Baltimore blanked the Yankees. The Red Sox thus have grabbed top spot a half a game up on New York and the Orioles. Jeff Zahn fired a three-hitter as the Twins pounded Seattle 15-0. Detroit edged the White Sox 6-5. Kansas City and Texas won their games. In the National League, three teams swept doubleheaders. San Diego surprised them all by taking a pair from the Dodgers. Pittsburgh and San Francisco also swept theirs. The Cubs and Cardinals split a twin bill. New York edged the Expos 2-1. And Houston took Cincinnati by a score of 6-5. The finals are all on the CFTR 24-hour sports line, 362-7484. The Intercounty Leafs beat Bradford 13-5. Well, even though George Knutson is playing less golf now than he ever has, he continues to be the best thing that Canada has to offer. His supremacy was evident again this weekend as he captured the CPGA title for the fifth time in Ottawa. Faced with some stubborn opposition from Mark Shushak, Knutson scored a one-shot victory worth $10,000.
People expect me to win. It's just the right amount of pressure. It does get me up. I get excited, and damn it, that's nice. I've played so much golf on the downside, and that's no fun at all. This is really a treat for me.
Victory sets the Canadian in good stead for a run at the Canadian Open, which tees off at his home course, the Glen Abbey course in Oakville next week. Lawyer Bill McMurtry is one faction trying to gain control of Toronto Metros. Well, the man who put out the word on hockey violence may do well to take a look at soccer violence. Two players were ejected and numerous others warned about rough play in the Metro Chicago game yesterday. Toronto won a game 2-1, but did little to win the admiration of Chicago owner Leo Stern. Says Stern, the franchise and the fans are pure junk. And they've set the league back 2 years, and he adds, I hope they'll sell the franchise. This is John Hennon, CFTR Sports.
Hey, whatever you're riding, driving, a car, a van, or bike, we'll help you make it look and drive like it should. At Canadian Tire, we have what you like.
So let your plans revolve around us. We're the complete accessory center, and we've got the things you need. Canadian Tire.
Oh, nobody has more.
Your Canadian Tire store.
Many people who like to spend much of the summer on the water are discovering the big selection and great value of Canadian Tire's marine accessories and water sports gear. The safety jackets, marine batteries, oars, rope, water skis, and much more. Typical of Canadian Tire's good values are the MOT-approved KPOC-filled keyhole-style life jackets, starting as low as $5.49. Whatever you need in marine supplies, make your dollars go farther with the good buys at Canadian Tire.
CFTR News at 7:30. Good morning. I'm Robert Holliday. 21 degrees downtown, 12 at the International. Winds from the north-northeast at 7 kilometers. Becoming sunny today. The high is near 27. The chance of a thunderstorm tonight. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with isolated showers and the chance of an evening thunderstorm. The high is tomorrow near 29. When a man orders the trunk of a taxi cab to be filled with bananas, the driver will likely question the sensibility of his passenger. But when the passenger flashes $15,000 in $100 bills and asks for a ride to Calgary, sensibilities are laid aside and the journey west begins. It happened to Maple Leaf cab driver Jim Samuels a week ago Saturday. He picked up a fare at the Sheraton Center who wanted to lift to Calgary. Samuels, 13 years in the business, is not one to be easily duped, so he had his customer checked out by Metropolitan Police. When given the all clear, Samuels took along an extra driver and headed up the 400 with banana-munching man named Dave. During the crazy 36-hour drive, Jim Samuels learned that his passenger was a devout follower of the Lord and philosophically outspoken. We asked driver Jim Samuels if he learned more about his unusual passenger.
Yes, he told me his father, he's one of the top surgeons there in Calgary, and it's only the one son in the family, and they love him. And he gave him the money. And I saw it with my own eyes when we went there. His mother, he came out of his house, and he took him in his arms. And he was petting him.
We learned that Dave's fetish for bananas comes from a belief that eating the tropical fruits promotes world peace. Between Sault Ste. Marie and Sudbury, the passenger ordered the cab to a halt so he could disrobe and run naked along the Trans-Canada Highway. The mystery man paid $2,000 for the trip to Calgary because he was afraid to fly and in a hurry to return to the cow town where he had to renew insurance on his Brazilian banana crop. On the ground at the airport in Helsinki, a Russian airliner under the control of two Russian-speaking gunmen. The plane was on a domestic flight over Russia when it was skyjacked and flown to the Finnish capital. Correspondent Martha Gabber tells us about the release of some of those on board.
The first to be released were the seven crew members on board the plane. Then very early this morning, a mother and child were set free, followed about an hour and a half later by the remaining 20 women and children on board. Now there are 50 men still being held as hostages, and the plane is surrounded by the Finnish army and heavily armed police. There are also emergency vehicles still standing by in case trouble should break out.
Correspondent Gaber says there seems to be little hope that the plane will go to Stockholm, the choice of the Russian skyjackers, because of an agreement between Finland and the Soviet Union to return all hijackers immediately. 6 weeks ago, Sweden refused to extradite the skyjacker of another Russian jetliner. The other skyjacking involving a Kuwaiti airliner ended in Damascus last night when two of the skyjackers changed their minds and joined with three hostages to overpower the other air pirates. CFTR News Time, 7:33. We seem to have some traffic problems. Here's Daryl Dahmer.
It's on the Gardner Expressway eastbound, east of the Humber River Bridge. A stalled car in the left lane. We've notified Metro Police. Avoid the Gardner. Use the lakeshore around Humber Bay. Daryl Dahmer, CFTR.
The Canadian Coast Guard vessel Spindrift was after some wild goose last night. There were reports of smoke and flares near a 30-mile point. Now officials think it may have been caused by condensation from the engines of a passing ship. There's still no word on the results of an American Coast Guard search last night on Lake Ontario. The Americans picked up a garbled SOS signal. A woman's voice was heard to say, fire, and she was going into the water. Canadian journalist Gerald Utting is expected to be freed soon after being held by military police in Uganda. The story Utting will be a dandy if Radio Uganda can be believed. The state radio station says Utting has met and talked with Idi Amin and will go on Ugandan television to tell us how well he's been treated before he is allowed to leave. A government spokesman says when Utting arrived, he was very fat, but now is small because of the hard time he's been having in Idi's domain. 15 of the 33 accidental deaths across Canada this weekend were here in Ontario. Four people died in a motorcycle and car crash south of Owen Sound. And a 22-year-old Simcoe woman died when her radio fell into the tub while she was taking a bath. When Edward Kerr of Glamorgan Road saw his van being stolen, he gave chase, but he may be sorry he bothered. First, he was struck down in his own driveway as the two thieves made their getaway. When they left, he followed in another vehicle across the 401 to Markham Road and Tuxedo Court, but Kerr was struck again as he ran on foot to catch his stolen van. The thieves then drove the van up Markham Road, lost control, drove through a field, and struck a guardrail. Van owner Edward Kerr was treated at Scarborough Centenary Hospital for internal injuries. Facing a long list of criminal charges are 19-year-old Terry Wayne Shannon of Glamorgan Road and 16-year-old Glenn Reynolds, Hull of Dundalk Drive. 36-year-old Charles Jackson of 415 Ontario Street may have become enraged when he caught his common-law wife in the company of another man. Police say he took a knife and slashed 32-year-old Lillian LeMay of the same address and attacked 45-year-old Louis Zwicker of 447 Ontario Street. Both were treated and released from hospital after sustaining gashes to the face, throat, and arms. Jackson has been charged with wounding and weapons dangerous. Police had all they could handle last night when they pulled over a car speeding along the 400. The suspect came out swinging. 30-year-old Vince Leo of Duncan Woods Drive has been charged with two counts of assault police, common assault, bodily harm, and dangerous driving. Ralph Nader says it's easier for Canadians to get information about Canada from Washington than from Ottawa. Nader, speaking on CBC television, says in Ottawa, secrecy shrouds even the most routine information. Information about auto safety reports, meat and poultry inspections. Nader says law students working in Washington last year got Canadian government information classified as secret by using American laws. A dozen tornadoes overnight in South Dakota, Nebraska, and Kansas, but no injuries reported. In the American Southwest, hot weather continues. It was 93 degrees Fahrenheit early this morning in Needles, California, 92 in Phoenix. Actor Charlton Heston was hospitalized in Los Angeles over the weekend, but officials refused to say why Heston is in hospital or what treatment he's been receiving. In London, 17 months after the death of her husband from cancer, 35-year-old Mrs. Kim Casale has given birth to a baby boy. The child was conceived by artificial insemination from sperm donated by Roberto Casale 2 years ago, shortly before he died of cancer. CFTR News Time, 7:37. The morning traffic watch continues.
Southbound on the parkway, normally slow 401 down to south of York Mills. Again, slows Lawrence down to Winford Drive. No accidents reported in the east end. Here's Daryl.
We're heading back to see if we still have that Gardner car, on the Gardner eastbound, east of the Humber River Bridge. He'd been stalled in the left lane. Lakeshore around the bay would be a better bet. The 401 from Mississauga Road through to Young looked good. However, southbound on the 400, that was slow approaching the 401 from Shepherd. Eastbound Queenie, normally busy through Highway 10. If you're driving all by yourself, imagine how much extra gas you're burning up. You'd be better off in a Honda, the gas mileage champion. Test drive a Honda today.
The sun rises, bringing light to the world. But we've learned to treat it with respect, because we know if we look directly at the sun, it can bring not light, but blindness. Nobody knows that better than a welder. The arc a welder uses is like a miniature sun, but even more hazardous. That's why he wears specially darkened glasses and shield to filter out ultraviolet and infrared rays to protect his eyes from serious burns. If you're not a welder, If you're a fellow worker, even just passing by, don't look at the welding arc. And if you're a foreman, make sure new workers understand how the bright rays of the welding arc can damage the eyes, perhaps permanently. It takes know-how to prevent an injury. You've got it, use it, and teach it. Your Construction Safety Association, in cooperation with the Workmen's Compensation Board.
CFTR, Toronto Environment, becoming sunny today, highs near 27, chance of a thunderstorm tonight. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with isolated showers and the chance of an evening thunderstorm, highs tomorrow near 29. Winds currently from the north-northeast at 7 kilometers. Downtown at the moment, it is 21 degrees Celsius. CFTR News breaks again at 7:58.
Brady in the morning.
Hi there.
CFTR.
CFTR, Dr. John, right place, wrong time.
Wrong call.
I know, right place to be, right time. It's a great place I found out in this neighborhood out in Phoenix, Arizona. I was out there last week. The Scheherazade Massage Parlor. It's really nice. They have an express lane for customers with only 6 minutes or less. 18 till 8 o'clock at CFTR Music Radio. Brady in the morning with Andrew Gold.
He was born on a summer day.
CFTR, it's Andrew Gold. And oh, what a lonely boy. Hey, 14 before 8 o'clock already. Yeah, first morning back is just zipping right along. 14 till 8 o'clock, 21 degrees Celsius, 70 degrees Fahrenheit at last report. And here...
Good morning.
Morning. Weather Fairy's back again. And here is the new weather forecast. A little barnyard sonata here. Weather Fairy and his... choir of chickens, harmonica, and vibes, recorded live at the Weather Fairy's farm out in Ajax, just off the paved road in Ajax. CFTR Toronto weather, becoming sunny today with a high near 27, chance of a thunderstorm tonight and a low near 16. Tuesday, mostly cloudy with isolated showers and a chance of an evening thunderstorm. Current temperature is 21 Celsius, 70 degrees Fahrenheit. It's CFTR with Brady in the morning. Hi there.
If you want something special for the sounds of your life, a realistic sound that's right for you, there's just one name that comes out loud and clear. That one name just keeps on coming through.
Radio Shack Room.
Discover the traveling sounds of Radio Shack's all-new 8-track stereo featuring the exciting Quattrovox system that provides a 4-channel effect in your car for only $79.95. Pick up our hang-on automobile speakers valued at $39.95, now $29.95 a pair, and receive a bonus offer of one 8-track pre-recorded tape with this combination now at Radio Shack.
Radio Shack, ooh, that's what you want to hear.
The Radio Shack store in the Cedar Heights Plaza, 689 Markham Road in Scarborough.
Can I smell smoke?
Toast. My toast.
Oh.
That's light on the toaster scale.
It's burning.
It was. I poured my coffee on it.
I gotta drive you to the train now.
You're the one.
Why don't we just pour some cornflakes in my briefcase?
Morning's got you on the go.
I know.
What?
Have a breakfast at McDonald's.
Relax.
And you can eat it nice and slow.
I'm going to take you on a little detour.
Gonna buy another toaster?
No.
Come into McDonald's for breakfast and enjoy our scrambled fresh eggs and sausage, our hot cakes and sausage, or our own original Egg McMuffin. We serve them all nice and fast, so you can eat them nice and slow.
You got the time with this to spare, cause McDonald's is on your way.
Is this a yummy breakfast place?
This is Yummy Quick.
Huh?
Terrific, yummy, good breakfast here.
Yeah.
Good breakfast.
You like our way to start the day.
Yummy breakfast.
You'll get breakfast without delay.
Where are we?
At McDonald's.
We better go. I have to be in court in an hour.
We do it all for you.
At participating McDonald's.
It's a music summer.
Hey.
With CFTR.
Good morning. It's 11 before 8 o'clock with Big Jim Brady. Garland Jeffries, Wild in the Streets. Summertime, riot time. Hellishly clever little ditty there called Wild in the Streets. 7:52. Okay, 8 minutes before 8 o'clock with Brady in the morning. 21 degrees downtown, sunny and warmer with increasing cloudiness later on. Chance of a thunderstorm tonight, but today will not be too bad. Won't need an umbrella today. You might need one tonight if you're going out, but not today. Is it? Is the gang ready? Gang, you ready over there? All right. Okay, let's all join together here now. It's Monday morning, time to inspire everybody for the upcoming week of hassles and work and traffic and whatever. Let's put our left hands in our hearts and our right hands in our radios and sing the official Brady in the Morning song of inspiration.
Yum, 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 dee, buggity, rum, ding,
indeed. Okay, time now for traffic biz. Here's Daryl Dimer.
Just a couple of minutes ago, I had a look at the Gardner eastbound again. That car was stalled in the left-hand lane east of the Humber River Bridge on the Gardner eastbound. Metro Police were on the scene after we called them. The Queenie-Gardner combination eastbound heavy as you approach the Humber River Bridge. Try using the Lakeshore. The rest of the west end, fairly normal. Metro Police report an accident. Airport Road north of Dixon. Russ?
Southbound on the parkway, normally slow at 401 down through to York Mills, and again as you approach Lawrence. The rest of it not bad. Leslie Bayview, Don Mills, pretty normal. Young Street is heavy at St. Clair down through McPherson. Construction has narrowed that down to one lane in each direction. The rest not too bad. Once you've tasted Carlsberg, you'll know how good a beer can be. Good, fresh, and natural.
Here's where the sounds of tomorrow come alive. Mr. CB Radio, the professionals. Sales and service of the finest CB and in-car stereo equipment.
The sounds of tomorrow. Introducing High Gains, Hide and Speak, the theft-proof 40-channel CB radio. This is how the future will be. The low-profile case sits in your trunk. The hand unit unplugs from the dash for easy hiding in your glove compartment. High Gains, Hide and Speak is probably one of the safest radios to use while driving. The lightweight hand unit contains on-off volume, or volume if you like, squelch, channel selector, talk bar, LED indicator, microphone,
yellow,
and the speaker.
Yellow.
Easy and safe. The Hide and Speak is at Mr. CB Radio today for just $12.20 per month. There are four convenient Mr. CB locations, 1268 the Queensway, just east of Kipling, 520 Wilson Heights at Shepherd, Woodbine Avenue just south of Highway 7, and 838 Markham Road at Painted Post.
Mr. CB Radio, the professionals.
Good old summertime. Ontario makes great fun of it. This weekend is one long whirl of old-time fun and frolic. In Port Dover, join the merriment at the Great Lakes Fish Exhibition with tug pulls, filleting contests, a fish fry, and a fisherman's ball. This Saturday, Tweed celebrates its annual International Peace Festival. And in Brock, it's Pioneer Day. Starting Saturday, it's the International Brick and Rolling Pin Competition at Innisfil and Salad Days in Bradford with a parade, beer garden, barbecue, and a super salad feast. Our Festival of Summer Theater includes Three Men on a Horse till Saturday night at the Academy Theater in Lindsay and Arsenic and Old Lace at the Herringate Barn Theater in Pickering. Ontario offers a thousand things to see and do any week or weekend, from flower fests to highland flings, from open-air markets to canoe races. So call us collect, 416-965-4008, or write Summer Events, Queen's Park, Toronto. Summer in Ontario, it's a great feeling.
Before 8 o'clock in Toronto and other localities, CFTR, a little bit later on this morning, we're going to be discussing why Zulu tribesmen make great ventriloquists. But first, here's Neil Young. Only love can break your arm.
From CFTR, news break at 7:58. Good morning, I'm Robert Holliday. 21 degrees downtown, 12 at the International Airport. Mostly sunny and warmer today with a chance of an evening thunderstorm. High temperatures near 27. When Maple Leaf cab driver Jim Samuels came on duty a week ago Saturday, he hardly expected to be heading for Calgary by day's end. He also did not expect his passenger, known only as Dave, to be carrying $15,000 in cash to pay for the ride and provisions along the way. According to Samuels, those provisions consisted of only one item.
We were together for at least 36 hours, and I haven't seen him to drink a drop of water or anything. He was eating bananas a lot because he felt the trunk with bananas. Maybe he bought for $50 bananas.
The trip to Calgary cost $2,000 and included such highlights as when the passenger decided to leave his bananas and take a naked run down Highway 17, the Trans-Canada. The passenger is identified only as the son of a prominent Calgary surgeon. It was quite a run. A Russian airliner continues to sit on the ground in Helsinki with two hijackers holding 30 hostages. They released 20 women and children this morning, but now threaten to blow up the plane and the rest of the hostages if they don't get a new crew and fuel for that plane. Latest reports from Uganda indicate Toronto Star reporter Gerald Utting is alive and well after all. Utting went to Uganda to interview President Idi Amin, and according to Radio Uganda, he's been doing that. Coast Guard vessels were called out to Lake Ontario twice last night. A Canadian cutter went out to investigate reports of smoke and flares. They found nothing. Meanwhile, the American Coast Guard is still investigating a radio call indicating a fire was in progress on a boat. So far, the Americans have found nothing. Former federal cabinet minister Bryce McKenzie says the PQ government in Quebec is heading down the road to dictatorship. McKenzie, now a member of the Quebec National Assembly, says the Lévesque government is making a mockery of parliamentary rules. Another member, William Shaw, says controversial language legislation could bring about violence in Quebec. As Great Lakes Water Quality Week begins, Environment Minister George Kerr says mercury found in Muskoka fish is still a mystery. Fish found in the lakes contain six times the safe mercury limit, and people have been warned not to eat them. John Harvey's football career with the Argos is history. The boatmen put the running back on waivers without recall. Harvey's position will be filled by rookie Donnie McGraw. The Argos open their season in Hamilton tomorrow night. 20-year-old Jeff Bird registered his first Major League victory yesterday as the Blue Jays upended Cleveland 5-3. The win is the Jays' first in their last six outings. All the rest of the finals are on the 24-hour sports line, 362-7484. George Knudsen captured his fifth CPGA title. He scored a one-shot victory over Mark Shushak. The Metros edged Chicago 2-1. Canadian Steve Baker won the 750cc motorcycle race in Brands Hatch, England. The victory increased his massive world championship lead to 50 points. Kenny Roberts, his second, has 27 points. CFTR News Time, 8:01.
Cocaine is like, it's got a taste in the night. Like a Coca-Cola.
CFTR Toronto Environment, mostly sunny today with a chance of a thunderstorm tonight, chance of rain tomorrow and Wednesday. High temperatures today should be near 27. Right now at the International Airport, it's 12 degrees. Downtown, 21 degrees Celsius. CFTR News breaks again at 8:30.
Jim Brady.
Hiya, hiya.